Hey, you want a job?
No. Been there, done that.
Mark the gap.
Hey, Rick, I've been there, done that.
I called the regular meeting, July 16th to order. Bob, would you establish a quorum?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
And Sean's not here. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And we have established a quorum.
Okay, would you please explain the meeting procedures?
Okay, the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division III application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing, and also to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the commission. There are no sign-in sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or the planning commission. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concepts will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, now we have the minutes for the June meeting. If everybody's had a chance to review that, I'd entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make the motion to accept the minutes.
I will second that.
Approved. Okay, final vote. Ron Allen, Mini Storage.
Got to approve the motion.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, on to Van Allen, Mini Storage.
Okay, and I was just going to read a summary of the proposed conditions. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for stormwater management, a compliance letter from the Fire Protection District and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, the applicant has agreed to both a 6-foot tall privacy fence and a 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer shall be provided between the property in question and the Branson Commerce Park to the south. A 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer shall also be preserved along the eastern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent subdivision. Fourth, the outside storage area shall have security fencing and lighting in place. Fifth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Sixth, should the development require the provision of sewer service in the future, the property owner shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. Seventh, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, Division II permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And ninth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Very good. Does the commission have any questions?
Yes. What about the water? Can there be a deal put in there that if they hook to the sewer that they will also hook to Water District 3?
I don't see why not.
If that's suitable with the applicant.
You don't need one unless you have the other.
That's right. I said if they hook to the sewer.
Right.
Well, I have one question. Mr. Von Allen would like to come up and answer. On the deal there, on the summary, it states that there'd be a 30 or you have 30 feet between your buildings and your property line.
Right.
How are you going to put a 6-foot tall opaque fence and a 25-foot buffer, if I read that correctly?
You were going to make adjustments to where you could do that, though, right?
Right, right. We would make adjustments. I was going.
This is not correct anymore.
Yes and no.
The buildings or something.
It is.
Where the fence would go is where, but then where we had like a 30-foot between the buildings and the fence, it shows it there. Then we don't object to using 25 foot of that for a buffer zone.
But it says proposed driveway.
Yes, right. We had left it to where we could drive all the way around it, but it's.
Okay, so to start your building, you're going to be 55 feet from this.
So we would be.
From the property.
It's not necessary that we have a road on that entrance or access around the building. You can come in from the other directions, in and then out.
Well, that road would have to be done away with in order for you to comply with both of those items.
Yeah, that's, as I stated last meeting, whatever you guys want, we'll work with you on that. I really wasn't sure how to address that.
I looked at your terrain here, and it is pretty level on top there.
Oh, it's very level, yeah.
I can help you a little bit to shorten it.
Yeah, that's why we did
that. To maintain your road on each side, you would have to shorten the building.
Yes, we would have shortened the building.
Yeah, but that's not a problem.
That's not a problem. I mean, there's plenty of space there.
Right. That's all I have. Anybody got any
question? Go ahead. Well, the other question I had is about the fence. We had some of the people that showed up, you know, they were talking about wood versus, you know, the opaque chain link with a slat slid in.
Right.
Would that be a problem to do that?
What, the wood?
The fence?
I don't see why not.
Or at least on the front where it looked more.
Aren't we talking about the side that joins the
neighborhood?
The neighborhood.
The possibility of a neighborhood.
Because the other.
Yeah.
Unless you just talk about it.
The back and the other side is.
Right. It's just chain link. Because no kids are going to be back there playing anyway.
Right. And it's just going to be security for the chain link fence.
Does anybody else have a question or anything?
Yeah, a question I've got is putting this in with all them residents there. This is a commercial established. We're establishing a commercial operation with houses all around it.
Well, there's commercial just down the street in their industrial park area.
Yeah.
But on
the other end of his subdivision, he's got commercial lots surveyed out.
That's the thing.
Well, there's no reason. There'd be more commercial here with that vacant land there. If we put this in there too.
Well, there's houses right across the street, and there's home lots on one side of this project already, and the rest of it's at such an angle, it'd be a long time before it ever got houses.
Well, there's no houses built on the lots that are adjoining it.
No. You know, those lots, there's like one or two been sold or something. That's what the man said.
Yeah, it's laid out for houses.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. On one side.
On the one side.
Looks to me like we're putting a commercial operation right in the middle of a housing area. Well, three sides of it.
The same fellow that owns the housing deal on the lower side of his housing deal, he's got a commercial property.
Already.
Already.
Is that
right?
Yeah. And he said that himself when he was up there. It's not shown on this little plat, but that's the way he explained it, right? Mm-hmm. That he could actually put one in there of his own.
Yeah, it's a little bit south of this area.
There's no doubt there'll be more if we prove this, because that front there would certainly be commercial.
Is that 10-foot contours?
It was supposed to be.
There couldn't be on the one side.
25-foot
contours.
25?
Yeah, I think there's 25.
5 foot between each line. 5 foot drop. Pretty flat going on to the north.
Well, that's like 25 feet and 1,200 feet. That's not much of a fall. Kind of the way I see it. Isn't that about right?
Yeah.
But as far as commercial property versus residential, I mean, the man that's got all the residential has got his own commercial property already in there.
A whole lot more than this.
Yeah.
Bob, do you have an aerial of that commercial property that's closest to it?
I don't. I don't actually. I thought I did put something in, but I don't know that I did. I can probably go to it in Google Earth.
Let's see what he says and how far it is.
There's no roof.
Let's see.
On the city side,
how close to the commercial is, there should be a deal in there somewhere.
I'm what out there is. I'm familiar with it.
Let's see, that would be. I can try this. Let's see if this thing's going to. Let's see if it'll work.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's not showing us the commercials. That's a better picture of what we're looking at. But.
Right here. Yeah, basically, here's.
Can we tell where our commercial is on that?
Pretty
commercial,
much.
The commercial stuff is just to the east and the south of that road.
Yeah, pretty much the commercial.
Pretty much all of that.
Exactly what Randy's saying. Yeah, pretty much the commercial portion is all of this.
Lots comes in. Entrance comes in, you know, off Buena Vista.
Right.
Is
this here?
Yeah.
At 214.
All of that.
That's marked as the
right.
Park Road.
And then the mini storage.
And then just
proposals
to the south
here.
Of this residential part is
yeah.
You've got the quarry.
See, it's
and
just down.
Creek
it's
and,
just down the road from the commercial stuff. It's
right.
Already there.
And then
backs up to it actually. Mm-hmm.
And then this is kind of a mixed use here.
There's
you've got a residence
there,
and an electrical contractor.
It's almost there
too.
Sean, you got that?
Yeah. Look at that. That's
it's right here.
Yeah.
But those 214 lots are commercial, aren't they, for Commerce Park?
That's what it sounds like.
Right.
And they're right here.
They're just to the south of me.
Yeah.
Well, that's even showing that residential is part of that.
A lot to the north of this, isn't it used for business also?
Yeah, it's my understanding that the lot to the north, that there's a residence here, and then an electrical contracting company here.
Castro.
That's the only question I had. I just looked like we're sticking it right in there.
Well, I think it's already evident.
To try to separate it, and that's hard to do.
Well, it's already all, I mean, you vote however you want to, but it's already all mixed up out there. I mean, it's a hodgepodge of stuff out there.
Hey, Bob, can you bring that diagram back up for me?
Now, which one? Go back to
the contour.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops, wrong one. Sorry. And then here's a large scale copy too. This may be that may.
Well, didn't we talk the other day last Monday about having you to put a from Sycamore Church to move the front entrance back?
Where you didn't have so you wouldn't have vehicles or a parking area right next to the road?
Yeah, I forgot what was something.
I noticed it wasn't on our.
Something was said.
Right there,
I'm not sure.
Didn't we talk about
yeah.
having the fence back away from the road and kind of a buffer out front so it don't look like.
Well, that's why I suggested the wooden fence also. Yeah. It'd look a little more rusty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you've got it situated pretty well as far as a good place for construction and terrain and fit the property. He's fitted pretty well in on the property according to the contour lines.
Part of that frontage, he will have to do clearing for having decent sight distance, and I've done up a permit for his entrance, so he's good there, but he will do have to do some clearing there.
Can we specify how far we put the fence back so we definitely don't have any parking in the front and still have plenty of sight distance and room to get a trailer and a truck, because that's what they're going to be, is a trailer and a truck pull in there to get, and I'm sure you're going to have electric gate. They're going to have it's going to be far enough back that they can go totally off the road, push in their code, pull in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, where are you proposing to put your entrance gate
How deep into the property?
Can you walk up there and show us how far?
I don't know how deep into the property. I had talked to Randy somewhere right in the center.
But it's got to be back off the road so far,
yeah,
so you can get totally
sure
in there.
I haven't really been.
But the rest of that would be some kind of a buffer on both sides of the entrance?
Yeah, this is all grown up now, all of this. I mean, you can't see.
You're going to leave it.
Well, Randy's saying
he's going to leave a portion of it. He's going to have to clear some of that to improve the sight distance there. Other than that,
I thought you said ditch.
No,
or side
traffic. Sight distance off there, and then he can leave a buffer if he wants to.
How much sight distance do you require?
He needs at least 250 feet.
And how deep is he going to have to clear?
At least 5 to 10 feet off of the property.
Off the highway.
Yeah. A lot of it's just the undergrowth. It was the cedars and stuff that's really made it blind. Other than that, it's pretty decent.
10 foot, you're saying?
Yeah, probably no more than that. And the reason of that is you see the curve in the road?
Right.
That's the only reason. Other than that, he probably wouldn't have to clear much. But
I think we're to put something in there along the road for a buffer of some kind. On both sides of the entrance, but still get your view.
Start your fence like 10 feet off of the road, so you definitely have that, and then have your buffer to the road.
Well, the fence should be past that.
You want it another 25 feet in?
Well, I mean, you're talking when you come off of Sycamore Church. Mm-hmm. He's got to have at least, 30, 40 feet there if somebody's pulling in the trailer.
Right, for the gate.
That'd be the entrance. We're talking about on both sides of the entrance.
But both sides of the road.
See, his fence could go.
Yeah.
And have your buffer on the inside of the fence.
Gate, if we wanted to do that, or he wanted to do that. I'd like to see him be able to do his project, but it needs to suit kind of the area and suit things that we require.
Scaling on that looks like it's about,
it's pretty close, isn't it?
150 feet or so before he actually starts the building. First building.
Yeah, it's a pretty good distance.
I assume that dotted line means a fence.
The dotted little line up in front would be the property edge. It would be the property line in the front there, wouldn't it? On the where it joins the road.
Right.
And that's his property, 500, that's his property lines. I mean, we're going completely around it.
What is that line that you're on right now? About how far back is that?
I don't know for sure. It doesn't show it measured out, but I mean, this is 30 feet here, so it's quite a distance.
They were about 150 feet off.
That's what I'm thinking, probably about 150 feet or so.
I mean, that's before you do anything. It's like it is now. The first building set roughly 150 feet off the road.
So then all we have is signage to really think about then. How far back do we want? I mean, if we get the sign far enough back to where it's not an obstruction, and yet is being able to see it. What kind of distance do you think there?
I don't know. It varies because
the contour of the road?
Well, not only that, but the elevation on the side of the road. Most of them don't put up a very big sign anyhow. They do their advertising in other manners.
Right.
He's not going to get that much drive by traffic probably, on the sign
probably not.
Right there.
Yeah.
All you got to do is let people know where it is.
Well, there's other ways of advertising anymore.
Right. One question, we're talking about the fence. Are we talking the whole length of the property or down to the back of the mini storage?
I think on your fence on the back of the mini storage would be more effective if you don't need to fence that whole property down there. Because you're looking for security, the fence is not going to give you
exactly
anything but security in the back.
Right. So that really drops.
Yeah, it's visible.
And I don't see any reason to have wood fence
in the back.
No, in the back anyway. Just where there's residential adjoining.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that's what we talked about the other night, between there and the residential.
Yeah. And have wood fence and make it however tall I mean, whether that's 6 feet or 8 feet.
About a 6 foot fence,
yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, the vegetation. Right now, it's a jungle all grown up with cedars.
But you're going to have some fence for...
But we'll have to take some of that out to get the fence in.
Right.
That's true.
And then let her come back, I guess.
It will.
Plant stuff. Or, oh, it will.
Yeah.
There. Trust me.
No help needed.
When I bought it, it wasn't like it is now. Now it's just like, wow. It's all grown up.
In the summary, do we need to do some, address how long he needs to put the fence? It just needs... The opaque fence just needs to join the other fence? In the back property. The way it's reading there, it looks to me like you'd be required to put a fence the whole length of the property.
Maybe, could we change it? Whoa, didn't mean to do that, sorry.
I think you could probably put the opaque fence would be between all of his property and all of the platted lots. And that would be the dimensions of it.
Mm-hmm. That's where it comes
Does that make anyway. Sense?
That's where that back fence comes out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got platted lots even all the way to the back.
Are they platted plumb to the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that industrial park area.
Oh, okay.
I think we should say joining the residential area
That'd be good.
Part of the storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
That would narrow it down.
Joins residential, that would protect them.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, let's just figure out how to write that out.
Okay.
Well, you'd say you'd have the opaque fence between
the wood.
Between his property and all residential zone property between
it. Yeah, that it attaches to the storage facility. That way you won't have to do your bare ground in the back, like you said, that falls
right.
off
just leave
at
that
30
open.
Degree anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to have anything back there anyway.
No, nothing. That's.
How about, can we do just... I can't talk.
Yeah, put residential in there. Yeah, not the entire property, but then provide between the storage facility and the residential portion.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's decide about your how deep you want your gate. I'm like you, I think it looks to be about 150 feet deep in there anyway.
Yeah.
I really think so too. It's got to be close to that.
That'd give you plenty of room to put your trailer and truck. And, you know, I mean, their total would be lucky to be 60 feet if it's a U-Haul or something.
Yeah, he would have plenty of room if he had two or three people waiting to come.
Yeah, and put that gate in pretty deep.
Yes.
Not out off the highway.
Right, offset.
You're not clearing that 1.3 or... You're not clearing the 1.3 and stuff out front?
Yeah, I was planning on doing something with it.
You're going to clear but 1.3
and 1.0? Well, I wouldn't. Is that what's
now,
the 1.3?
I think what was talked about, and don't let me misspeak, but my understanding was that you were going to utilize part of that area for outdoor storage.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, then we don't know where the fence is going to be.
So then we got to figure out where the fence is mm-hmm. going to be out
it
front.
It appears that the fence is way back off the highway.
Is that roadway depicting roadway? That's not depicting fence, is it?
Yeah, there's that large-scale copy over there, too.
Right.
It may...
Well, Randy, you've looked at it. What is it showing?
Is that the fence?
No, that
no,
might be the ladder. I don't think he's got... No, it's just giving a dimension of where his road planned to pull around the buildings. Proposed gravel drive, that's not depicting where the fence, yeah.
So if he's gonna have all that, he's gonna clean all that out front and use it for outside parking, then we gotta figure out how far to come from the road on the fence. And it needs to be a wooden fence.
Yes.
I think.
Right, but wooden, so it matches the neighborhood.
Any vehicle to come in here, access the gate, pull out, same thing with the outside gate, close it, or they have to sit there and pull out.
Exactly.
You're gonna have 25 foot, so whatever that, and then the width.
And what's the total width right here, if you have one home out here?
The fence behind the wood there.
Well, that's gonna be a commercial entrance, but the road standards and I'm.
So how much vegetated area do we want in the front, in front of the fence? That's kind of. What do you think, sir?
Either one, they want. I mean, we're.
I think if you have a commercial venture that you wanna retain the right to open it up where the public could see it in the front.
I think so too. And have your storage up there with your fence in front of it cleared up.
Personally, I mean, I'd just stay in out of that part because I'd just put a fence up and let him do what he wants to with it up there in front.
Behind it.
That's my.
Yeah, whatever he wants to do behind it.
That's my deal.
As long as they have the clearing for the road.
Yeah.
Site distance.
Site distance.
Yeah.
Safety issue.
You already talked about putting a vegetation behind his fence, so.
I think that was on the side, wasn't it?
Yeah, that'll be on the.
On the side.
On the south side here.
Give more buffer between that and the residential. To me, if you've got a commercial venture, you obviously want it to be seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though that's not your main objective in this case, but.
No, no, but I mean, you don't wanna, they, you know, if I had a project like that, I wouldn't wanna have them to go out there and find it in the brush.
No.
For one thing, you can't have decent security if it's not visible.
That's right, too.
That's right.
Cause we plan on cameras, security cameras.
Okay.
Video surveillance.
All the units that's to the south of your main driveway coming in.
Uh-huh.
We need to decide how far they're being shortened in order to put in your fence and your vegetation.
If you want 25 foot, then we're, that's 30, so we would have to move her over to 55 foot then.
Yeah, from the fence line.
Mm-hmm, from the fence line. Property line.
So you need to be losing 25 feet of those buildings.
Right. But see, the thing about it, it's not real imperative that we have this as a roadway because you can come in here and back out. They pull in, they come back out. But it's just nice if they pull them out, but it's.
Be kinda aggravating pulling a 16-foot bumper trailer.
But yeah, if you've got that.
That's really none of our concern as long as we have the vegetative fence around. I make a motion to accept it the way it's written.
I'd second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we'll do our best to build something you're proud of out there and work with you guys. Appreciate it.
That'd make us look better if you did.
I think so too. Right now it's just trees, cedar.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
We'll build, and then storage and put pigs in.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Randy needs to put his cow.
Okay, Hillhaven.
Yeah, hi, my name's Bob Paulson. Mr. Smith could not make it tonight and he just asked me to stand in for him. It's my understanding that they're going to explain, I suppose, what the request is or?
Well, normally at the concept hearing, we usually just basically let the applicant explain what's proposed.
Okay, I'll do my best. he has a property out on Hillhaven. I think it's 1662, is that correct, Hillhaven?
Yes.
And he has a fairly large house that he's trying to sell through Carol Jones, and absent selling it, he doesn't have a use for it, other than he's been, I think, noticed as a VRBO, which is Taney County Planning and Zoning has said is against their regulations. So he's come in and applied. Whether it's the zoning necessary to get the use or whether it's a special use permit, he wants to be able to rent it out to people who come to vacation. And the problem is, as you know, that less than 31 days rental makes it a commercial use from your perspective. He collects sales tax, so he's in conformity with the state and everybody else. The problem that he has is that Taney County Planning and Zoning said it violates their code because he rents for less than 31 days at a time to people. And I don't know how it came. There are VRBOs all over the county, on the lake, that people haven't, that it hasn't come to the attention of Taney County Planning and Zoning. I don't know how this one came to their attention. I suppose somebody must have mentioned it to y'all, but I guess that's pretty much all I have to say. He wants to be able to rent it out. Otherwise, he's got an empty house that's cleaning his clock.
We haven't at this point, but we normally show the videos at the public hearing for next month. But we have been out to the site, but we haven't taken any video at this point.
Sometimes these have a lot of opposition, and sometimes they have none. It depends on what neighborhood they're in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been where you all are. Well, not exactly where you all are, but I've seen a lot of these come in, and sometimes there's absolutely no opposition, and sometimes, you know, the room fills up, so.
Oh, exactly.
I think it's pretty clear-cut what he wants to do. If you have any questions or if you need anything from him, we're certainly willing to provide it to you.
How many residents are directly affected within, I mean, this drawing or this map here, you can't hardly really tell where the house is.
They're fairly large, expensive homes, I believe, in the area. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes. Yeah, they are, like he described, I would say, kind of pretty much upper-scale homes. And this is, I mean, an aerial photo, basically, of the area. Here's the property in question. And
privacy wouldn't actually be an issue here, then, probably. I mean, the distance between the houses and the vegetation that's in place.
One of the primary concerns the staff has had is really this the wastewater system. The wastewater system was initially, from my understanding, sized for a 4-bedroom house. It's my understanding, and we actually received, I believe, 2 sets of plans for this wastewater system.
If I may, though, the wastewater system wouldn't have to do with the use necessarily. If it were used by a family who was a large family, you would still have the same problem, whether it was that many, or if they had visitors rather than renting it out, you would have the same problem with the wastewater system, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, as according to how you're planning on renting it, are you going to rent it to, that's another thing that we like to look into, Bob, is whether you're going to rent it to a family or are you going to have an office picnic down there?
It's huge. It can sleep probably 15 to 20
that's
people.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's one of the things that you get concerned about on these kind of projects. A wastewater system, which I've done one or two, and they're designed to handle a temporary surge in activities, but they're not designed to handle it all the time.
Right.
And so that's another thing that I think that we need to know when we take this into consideration, what we're getting into on what kind of rentals they're planning on, and then we'll see whether we'll need to restrict it on how many people can stay there or what, you know, just kind of get a little better idea on the whole thing.
Okay, and again, anything that you want us to provide, we'll sure provide.
That's one thing that I want.
What year was the house Doctor, do you know?
Within the last, what, 5 or 6 years, Bob, or?
Okay, we would have records in the sewer district, right, or what kind of system was put in?
I believe that's correct.
I may be misspeaking, but that's my impression from speaking with Mr. Smith.
Does it have a conventional system or some kind of a special?
I believe it's got an aeration-type system,
I'm right. There are different systems, you know.
It does have an advanced system.
Some of them do a pump-up, low pressure. I mean, there's a whole lot of things you could go to there on the lake, and there's a lot of options are utilized a lot more along the lake than it would be if it's out here in the hills.
So you want to know about the wastewater system, the sewer system?
I think it would be good that we have some more information
on
that.
All right. I'm making notes.
Good.
And how many people could actually physically stay there, total?
I've put that down. How many people is he
and
going to rent to?
How many bedrooms there are?
Yeah. I believe he could potentially, I'm not saying he would, but he could potentially rent to as many as 20 people, I think, and I think you guys would probably be
short.
Jumping up and down about that.
I think you're short.
You think I'm short?
Yeah.
It could be even more? Okay. It's a very large house.
It is.
From the overview of it, Jerry probably didn't figure it out.
He told me how many square feet, and I was amazed by how many square feet it is. I don't
believe it's 13,000.
Yeah,
some odd.
Yeah,
yeah. You must have a 500-gallon tank anyhow.
It's
a couple of barrels.
It'd be a motel then.
But if he asked for a four-bedroom system, it doesn't make any difference. What do you put there?
That's one thing we need to track down, what kind of system it's got in.
Yeah, and again, he does have it for sale. He would love to sell it if any of you gentlemen want a $13,000 home. So,
if we could buy it, we probably wouldn't be sitting here.
$2.5 million.
We just do this for the money, you know.
$25 a meeting still? Or? Sorry, Ray. Okay, so I need to come back with the wastewater system that's in place and the number he wants to
will what he's trying to do
rent to, and
number of bedrooms.
How many bedrooms?
And bath.
What about is that an additional parking area below the house?
There is somewhat of a parking area here.
Isn't that for the dock?
But I do think that's what I started to say. I know it's got at least a 3-car garage, if not a 4-car garage here, and then a parking area in front.
I think it probably has plenty of parking.
I think there would be enough parking. I think what he'll have to do is get by the neighbors and us.
It's listed as a 7-bedroom, 10-bathroom, and the last advertisement, it's been advertised as sleeping 18 to 24.
I was close with 20.
So you were
close.
Right in line.
20%.
But sometimes what they tell them when they build a house for sewer application and everything is not the same as what the actual use winds up being.
And I'm sure he would be amenable to a limitation on the number of people. So
they will probably have to have.
Has he been renting it already?
Yes. That's why he was cited, and that's why he was here. I don't think he knew, so.
I don't mean to be criticizing right now. I just try to give him forewarning what he's getting into on this.
Oh, I think he's going to be well advised that there could be a room full, and he might walk into nobody, and he might walk into a buzzsaw. So.
If you rent that to 20 people, how are you going to park 20 cars?
Well, I don't know that 20 people would necessarily be 20 cars. But,
well, you've got
half a dozen
boats. Half a dozen boats.
Yeah, it figures 3.1 or something like that.
Okay.
On that application. So you'd have to have room for 7 to 8 cars.
And that dock use, are they going to be able to use the dock that goes with that house?
I'm making notes, and we will have those answers for you.
Okay. But that's a question I have. Because, I mean, you've got a lot of people that's going to use that dock that don't belong there but 3 or 4 nights at a time. And those other people that own that dock.
If it's on neighbor dock, it's a 12-stall dock. And
it's probably a community.
Neighbors, it has to, you can't get less than a 12-stall. So
It's probably a community dock.
The neighbors may not be happy about new people coming into the dock all the time. They get a little...
No, and they may not be allowed to use the dock.
Yeah, I don't know. These are just things you want to look at.
I assume that's the dock that goes with it, down right there?
It's part of it.
Yeah, it'd be a community.
I'm pretty sure it's a community dock.
I think the city had two stalls here, I believe, maybe.
Yeah.
If I read right, it's got two stalls that goes with this property at about $30,000 a pop.
Yeah.
I can't afford to buy it, but again, if any of you gentlemen want to buy it.
I can barely afford to look at it. On my
$25. Is that, no more questions, I guess.
Is that parking up there? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's kind of a parking area here, and then, like I said, I believe it's a four-car garage, and then a...
But that parking below is not even, I mean,
no.
It's a long hike to that house from that parking below. I think that is actually there for the dock.
It may be. There looks like there's another parking lot down there further down, too.
Yeah, but I don't think, there. You don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But see, there's kind of some clearing between the docks and that area. To the left a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they use right. The ones I've been familiar with. The core won't let you clear too much down there. That lot is probably just about core take line.
Once you get to the take line, they won't let you do anything.
Just have a little old trail down.
They won't even let you break off a twig. They'll come after you.
If they catch you, yeah. Been a lot of controversy about that over the years.
Well, gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to see you all. Good to see you again, Ray.
Yeah.
Hope the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates a little better than they are.
Yeah, they're going to just stand up this last weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
What day is the public hearing on this?
And let's see. I was doing the same thing.
Is this booked up? All the
same. And
Happy Hollow.
Yeah, the next one is the Happy Hollow Community Dock Association.
Is that me?
Uh-huh.
Me.
I've got you in about the right location here, don't I?
Yes.
Pretty close here.
This was for Mr. Bowman, Happy Hollow Dock Association. They are needing, in order to add on to this little dock, they're adding four more slips and rebuilding the old part. In order to do that, the Corps requires they have a couple of parking places up here. For public that's allowed to park. And that's what Mr. Bowman is wanting to do, is get the permit to park a couple of vehicles.
Has he got a permit from the Corps to enlarge that dock?
You can't apply for that until you get this. All the paperwork is in to the Corps, but they won't discuss it until you get the parking permit. That's the way it's been for the last several years.
What's the area look like where the proposed lot is? It going to take a minimal amount of work, or
It is. This it doesn't show it. Well, it kind of does. It's right in here. I put this lot in for Mr. Stipe, and it joins this part right here. That's in question. It's right beside it, and all it is we went in and pushed out probably three or four trees, put some gravel down. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're building a big
parking lot for a business or something. It's just in order to satisfy the core.
In other words, this is a relatively low-impact proposal.
Yes, right. And in fact, it would be my opinion that there probably will never be anybody park in it.
Yeah. this is the William Point subdivision?
Yes.
How many houses will have access to?
There are actually, that picture I had, there's some new houses gone in since that point.
Okay.
But they're all quite a distance.
Who's actually going to be using this stall, six stall dock?
The owners, there's an owner here has two slips, and then there's another owner. Well, I think it's down here, but one of these houses, they're all right in this area. The original owner lived over here. So they're adding four more slips for these people up here.
So it won't be like a public dock. It would be like just for the homeowners that have invested in it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not commercial dock, yeah. Or anything, right?
The entrance is already there off of Happy Hollow Road?
No.
So that is a proposed ditch. Entrance, but there is no parking for the existing dock?
No. It wasn't. It's not required. Now it's required. I mean, they still go down there. They still park there.
Yeah. But the area is still open.
Yeah.
Corps is treating it more like a commercial dock than a residential.
All additions, all docks now have to have the permit for the public parking. Yeah. We built that center dock, that was about 4 years ago. And it was the same then, but we didn't come to planning and zoning then. So apparently the change there has been to Division 3 parking or something.
Will the active parking area be on the core, or will it be private property?
No. It'll be up to the core line. Yeah.
Who owns the property that's going to have this?
Jim Bowman. Happy. He owns he is the Happy Hollow Dock Association.
But they own the property in front of it there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The only thing I was going to say is on this, there was a application, I don't recall the year, I don't think I brought that folder with me, but they had come through the Division 3 process previously for a small parking area as well, and so that was the primary reason we looked at it as a Division 3, was just to be consistent with I don't recall the year, if it was 2008.
You know, Mr. Steibeck or Dr. Steibeck must have come in for that, because I did all the work for him and put all that in, but I didn't. I knew I got the permit, but I knew I didn't remember coming here to do it. Yeah. And I guess that's why I was saying that.
And I guess at that time it was looked upon more as a public parking area, and so. Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
Well, I guess we're through with them, huh?
You said there was, the only question I've got is, you said there was going to have to be a culvert or something put in there?
Yes.
So
that's going to require an entrance from us. So.
Yeah.
Now, actually, they don't use it, and they won't use it. They're using Mr. Steibeck's now. But the culvert will be put in and there will be an entrance.
Yeah, I'd like to look at.
Right. I went down, if you're going down there, I marked, there's an electrical pole, I hung a ribbon, that's the property line,
okay.
And I hung one at Dr. Steibeck's. So you should be able to find it.
Do you have a contact number that I can get from you, or you the guy?
You can contact me, yes.
Okay. What's your phone number? 417-231-1981.
Your name?
Jim.
81? Oh, you're Phil Evans. I've not been to you turned 50.
Okay, sir.
All right. Thank you.
See you at the public hearing.
Okay.
Any old or new business?
About the only thing I was going to bring up was the County Commission held a meeting last Thursday, I guess it was, July 12th, and they discussed the they held a public hearing for this proposed subdivision regulations, and then I also went ahead and brought forward those previous amendments as well, and Commissioner Straffus was out ill, and the other two expressed support for what was proposed, but basically they made a motion to table that until July 19th. They wanted to have all three members in attendance, so they did close the public hearing, so I think the plan is just for them to vote on these amendments on July 19th. So
no further business appearing.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion. Good. Meeting adjourned. Now, I don't understand.